Hello, guys. Welcome back to RTSC Talk Radio. Not sure what happened during the break, but I gotta say, I went downstairs, I came back, and my computer was frozen. So
we were gone.
What's that?
And we were gone.
And you guys were, yeah, my computer frozen. It dropped everybody, and we lost the feed and whatnot. So I'm not really sure what happened there. The downside, the most for me, is I wanted to go over that test sessions we did, and I lost the podcast because my computer froze. So the whole first part of the show was gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's not good.
I have it.
You do?
Pretty me. Yeah, I do.
All right. You're the best.
Bless you, Tristan.
You're the best. You're the best.
Got it.
So,
Tristan, yeah, you get the gold star for the day.
You know what? She surprises me. Yesterday, I said, oh, man, we're getting good stuff, because I told her not to record. I said, now I wish you were recording. She goes, I am.
My theory is always record and dump if you don't need it.
Yeah, before we jump into the quick live session that we're going to do here, I just want to let everybody know that this, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of theories and methods with ghost box communication. I've been doing this a long time. The way I do it is not right. The way Kristen does it is not right. Andy, Sharon, anybody else in the chat room is doing ghost box communication. It's not right. Or it may be right. You really have to do it yourself. Don't listen to me. If I say, here, do this because this is how it's done and this is what happens every time you do it and you got to shut down a session this way or else they'll haunt your house and throw you down the stairs. That's not going to happen. It's not. You know, it's just theory and conjecture. And I just want people to know the best way to do this communication is, you know, to do it on your own and get your own opinion on how you think it works. I could tell you what has happened for me, but what has happened for me may not be the case that's going to happen for you. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different life signature, energy of sorts. So everybody's going to get something different. Everybody uses a different piece of equipment. So just do what you got to do and tell me what you got. And maybe I'll change my way of thinking. You know, and
I was going to say that I think different boxes for different people. I think a box that may not work for you might be great for me and vice versa.
Right.
You know, because we're all different.
Right. So I totally agree with that statement.
With a 580 doesn't mean nobody else will. You know, somebody might be somebody's best box.
Right. And I think that's, you know, the key. I don't want people to just take somebody's word as gospel truth because they make these big, long, you know, documents of theories on how it works, but you really need to make your own theories. What I do and what I'll continue to do is I could tell you what boxes work and what's the cheapest and what's the most expensive. I'll give you the scenario of what's your time frame of how do you want it soon? Do you want it right now? And what kind of money do you want to spend and what kind of quality do you want? And I'll point you in the direction of the radio I think is most fit for what you're looking for. But after that, I want you to be on your own. All I could say is turn it on. When you turn it on, have a recorder ready and record it. If you want help going over the session, I'll tell you what editing software to use and I'll give you editing software to use and tell you how to use it. But I want you to do it on your own because I think moving the stuff forward the way we've been, building new stuff and getting different stuff that sounds different, I think there's no way we could possibly tell somebody how to do it. I think everybody's got to figure it out for themselves. Okay, I'm going to get down off my soapbox now.
Well, you know, that you said that about the editing software. I had a question from Pam today about what editing software to use and where could she get a free one because hers was expired. So I sent her right over to this Steve Holte site where there are free downloads for editing software and lots of other stuff.
Yeah.
So that's on there, too. It's just so you guys know that that's available. Steve put a lot of available great things on the site.
Yeah, I'm not out there to make money. Lord knows I'm not out there to make money. I didn't really sign up to lose money, but that's how it turned out. So,
hey Steve, didn't you get a ghost box message saying, you know, too much money or something like that?
Oh,
recently?
Oh yeah, recently. Yeah, that's the one I didn't want to play because I didn't think I was testing out one of the boxes and I didn't think that was clear enough to play. I will play it if you guys. If you want to hear it, I'll play it.
Yeah, why not?
All right. It said...
Because you do spend way too much money.
I do. I spend a lot of money. And you know what? Even these boxes, like Sharon's box too. I have it sitting here and it's broken. Now, I told Sharon $85 for the box because it cost $55 with tax, plus it was a $20 board I put in there, which was like $75, plus I got the potentiometer, the wire, and the extra chips I had to buy. So I'm thinking $85, I'm pretty much going to break even. But now it's back. I already committed to $85, but now I have to put another board for another $20 in there. So I'm going to be into it for $105, and I'm going to get $85 back. Do you see what I'm saying?
I'll give you the $105.
Saying this is what happens to me time after time again. I'll say one thing, and then I'll end up dumping more money into something and taking a loss. Just like the SB7 I sold to Jan out in California. I paid $129 for the SB7. I sold it to her for $80 because...
That's a good price.
Yeah. Well, I knew I wasn't going to use it. It wasn't that bad of a box, but I knew I wasn't going to use it because I'm building my own stuff, and it would just sit in a corner, so I figure $80 is better than no bucks. So that's what it is. But I do that continually time after time, and I'm always losing money, and it's getting kind of old. But that's what I signed up for when I started doing this. And this is kind of what this file says. It says, Steve, look, it's done. You know. I don't know what that says. It says, Steve, look, it's done. You know. Steve, lose the attitude. Steve, this costs money. That's what it says. So, and this was a test session under a fluorescent lamp, bad reception. So that's why I didn't want to play it originally, because I think it's pretty rough sounding. But just so you know, it says, Steve, look, it's done, you know. Steve, lose the attitude. Steve, this costs money. So they're just refreshing my memory that I got into this to help people and not to make money. So they said, you signed on to this. Lose the attitude. You know you're going to lose money. So this costs money. So listen to this. Let me know if you guys hear it. I'll play it one more time for people who are up like, what the hell am I listening to? You know, Steve, lose the attitude. Steve, this costs money. I mean, I hear it. And even if I was the only person meant to hear it, I got it. Loud and clear. I got what they're trying to tell me. You know, refocus. Stay focused the way I've always been. You know, I'm not out there to make money. I'm out there to get the information out to the public. And, you know, and that's what I'm doing. And I am getting the information out to the public. So I'm doing what they want me to do. Just maybe one day if they could just... You know, send me like a check for like a mortgage payment or something. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't say no to that. Right, guys?
Right.
Where'd everybody go?
I don't know, but I'm hearing a weird
I heard
echo. I'm not sure what it is.
I heard that too.
It's some kind of like electronic thing.
I don't know. Not sure what it was.
I don't know. But my box is all warmed up.
Oh, no. Chris said he ruined his board. Now, Chris, for those who know, don't know.
Oh, no, Chris.
And
he's like
Chris,
walking down the Steve Holte path.
Oh, man. Chris and I, we've been on the phone several times talking over email, and we're feeling around in the dark. You know, we're Rich's guys. You know, we're products of Rich's teaching. And we're doing quite well, but when we run into a problem, we don't know what to do. So
don't know stop.
No. So we just keep breaking stuff. Oh, this is a good thing I found the other day. And I just keep going off on tangents, and I don't know why. But these are good things that to bring up. I swear I have no technical knowledge, and people should know that I have no technical knowledge to build this stuff. However, when I sit down at my workbench that I built downstairs, I sit there, and when I get going and start building something, I seem to know what I'm doing. What was that?
Not a clue.
That was weird.
Sound off. Who's here?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Weird. That, you know, that sounded like the crossover device.
It did. That was really weird that it came over on that. And I wonder if they're messing up the broadcast because they did shut down my computer. So, who knows. But what I was saying is I don't know enough about electronics, and I don't understand what a resistor and a transistor and all the stuff I'm using. I'm not really sure what it does, but when I sit down at the workbench and I look at the stuff, I'm able to figure it out, and obviously I'm able to get working boxes, not sure how I'm doing it. So I'm wondering if they're playing a part in helping me build, and maybe, and you know, I emailed Frank Sumption the other day, and he said the same thing. He said he woke up one morning, never thought about doing this. He woke up one morning, went downstairs, and just started building. He had no idea what he was doing, how to build it, and he just built it, and it was good. You know, he was able to get it done and make it work, and it's the same thing I'm doing. You know, they're not fantastic, but I'm able to make it work, and I don't know what I'm doing. And Chris, I don't know, I think he has about as much knowledge as I do about electronics, so he's learning as he goes too. Yet he's getting working boxes, but he fried a box or something, which is, you know, it's par for the course. That's how I've done it. At least these, you know, it's time-consuming, but at least these boards, when you build them, they take you about 25 minutes, half hour, if you take your time. Then you got to start to troubleshoot and find out what happened.
I had Rich laughing today because I was talking about you. I was telling when you lit your box on fire and you had to throw it out on your front lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then box. Sent it back to Frank to get it fixed, which was classic.
Yeah.
All burned to a crisp.
But anyway, okay. Let me, Kristen, I'm going to fire up the box 3 for a second. And then I'm going to throw it over to you. You have your box ready to go, right? Kristen?
Ready.
Okay, you're ready. Sounds like you're across the room, but nope, let's see. Well, I'm hoping box 3 is going to work. If it doesn't work, then we might have to go to you sooner.
Okay.
Let me see what we got here. You guys hear that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. We're here to communicate with you tonight. This is RTSC Talk Radio. You guys listening? Did I hear a singing no? This is FM. I heard that noise again. That was weird. Here, who's here? What was that name?
Deb.
Deb or Jeb or something?
Yeah.
Hey guys, who's there? Who wants to speak with us? Can you come through tonight? I know it's raining. You guys say you can't communicate in the rain, but we're still going to try anyway. Hearing they're here, I don't hear much else. I heard Steve. Was that you, Kristen?
No, that was not me. That was
I heard that too.
Oh, I thought it sounded like Kristen's voice. You guys have any messages for us or anybody in the chat room tonight? Something about have faith or something. What's up? What's up, Mike? I heard the F word in there, F nil or something. Right, let me just kick on AM for a second. No? Somebody said?
I heard no.
Let's see what AM has to. Yeah, I'm here.
Stop.
You guys having trouble coming through? No? This is Rich's box 3, if you guys need to know that. Yes. AM leaves a lot to be desired, I think. Something about a ghost box. Guys, I'm going to have Kristen fire up her Rich's ghost box. I believe it's number 4. Is that okay? We do that? All right, I'm signing off, guys. Talk to you in a little bit. Bye. Wow, that AM is pretty rough. Just so people understand what I did there, and I don't know if it helps or not, but something I picked up along the way, I thought that it might help them, is I tell them what I'm using. You know, if I'm using a Shack Hack 12-469, okay, guys, I'm using a 12-469 on AM. That way, if they have to zone into what you're using, like tuning in, like kind of like walkie-talkies have to be matched up on the same channel, I feel that if I tell them that what I'm using, then they could zone right into what my specific radio. So I don't know if that helps, but that's just something to think about if you want to just tell them what you're using. You guys agree with that at all?
I agree with that.
Absolutely. That's what I do.
And also for the record, just because, you know, 3 months down the line, you have to go back to that particular day, you'll know what you've used by recording what you used.
Well, I always do that. I always label my folder what the radio was I used anyway. But it's good for them to say, you know, it's good for them to tell them what you're using in case they need that to know that. And it only takes a second to tell them. So, Kristen, you want to fire up Rich's Ghost Box 4?
Yeah, tell me when it's loud enough, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's good. Tracy. Little.
Talk to it though, Kristen.
Yeah.
You didn't say nothing.
Hey guys, you're on the radio. Is that too fast?
Yes.
Slow down, please. Anybody there? Can you come through for us? Got a message for anyone in the chat room.
Help us.
Did you hear help us as well?
Yeah.
Okay, this is FM. Do you like this?
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Wait.
Don't leave or help me.
Yep. Don't leave.
Either way.
Well, I got my Rich's Box here, but I still need a better antenna, I think, and especially because of conditions. So I actually got my doze box in my hand, Steve. Do you mind if I just turn that on for a couple minutes? I haven't turned this thing on in quite a while.
How's the batteries?
They're fine.
All right, good.
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Guys, you there? Chris. Hi,
yeah.
Chris. Hi. Yo. Guys, you're on the RTSC Talk Radio. Hey. With Steve, yes. Do you guys have any messages for anyone on RTSC or anyone on the show? Is there anything that Steve can do to improve on his boxes on the sweep circuit? It's worked.
Should I leave him alone then? No. Holte, I thought I heard Holte.
Is there anything he should be doing that he's not, or is there something he's not doing that he should?
Steve, he's been.
Are you guys
Steve,
helping him with
told.
His boxes? Are you fixing them in the middle of the night?
Help.
Does somebody there need help? How can we help you? You don't know? All right, guys, I'm going to shut you down, but I'll do a session after the show and see how I can help you. How's that?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye for now, guys. Bye.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay.
That was a Joe's Box, everybody.
That was a Joe's Box.
People who are in there in the chat room going, what the heck? You know, I'm hearing such different things. Yeah, I'm hearing different things. But that's the live session for tonight. I think we covered a lot of information. That sucks that, what was that? Again, I heard it again.
That was the,
That's strange, right? Oh, you didn't hear that, Krista?
Is that you? Is that you clicking?
I'm not doing anything.
I hear clicking.
I'm not touching anything.
I'm not touching anything either.
Not touching anything.
Sounds like the old breakthroughs that used to come on some of the old podcasts of the first versions of this show.
Huh.
Do you remember there was the voices of a breakthrough on Skype?
Yeah. That's weird, man.
That's what it reminded me of.
I heard it again.
Yep.
Yeah, something's going on here. But anyway, that was the show for tonight. What do we got next week? What do we got? Oh, maybe we get Ralph on. It's Ralph in the chat room. Ralph, just right in the chat room. Let us know how it went with Hans Heckman. And see if you want to come on next week and play some of that interview, if you did record some of that. And we'll talk about SpiritCom and all the stuff that went on there. I think that would make an excellent show.
He invited his daughter on. That would be cool.
That's a great topic. So
SpiritCom is always a great topic. You know, for people out there who never read it, it goes to 29 Megacycles by John G. Fuller. Fantastic book. My sister started reading it, but then, you know, she, you know, could see where people would say it was kind of like iffy. Like, yeah, maybe that didn't happen. You know, it's kind of a little far-fetched, which it does sound far-fetched. And the stuff that we're doing sounds far-fetched. So I do think she should continue to read the book because it's just a, if in fact everything that happened in that book was true, it's magnificent. It's fantastic. You know
it is
what I mean?
A great book, though.
Oh, it is a great book. It's an easy read. So, you know, I wonder if, you know, anybody out there wants to read
it. I'm going
to
change the subject real quick, but speaking, there's been the ghost poop talk in the chat, and I'm just thinking of old Tip.
I thought about him, too. Yeah, I haven't heard from him. We need to hear from him, though.
Right.
We got to make sure he's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so hopefully next week we'll have the SpiritCom set up. guys who don't know, I think everybody in the chat and everybody who knows already knows, you can go to my website, steveholte.com or keyportparanormal.com, takes you to the same place. Go there. I got tons of information, lots of free downloads, stuff you can learn. You can go to my Yahoo group. It's RTSC Yahoo group. That's real-time spirit communication. Yahoo group. Go over there. We'll approve you. And we're growing over there. We got 250 people, I think, over there now. So, and we're doing lots of technical stuff. There's basics and experienced people there, and we all meld together. And experienced people are helping new people. New people are coming up with new stuff on their own and helping the experienced people. So it's a good effort on everybody's part over there, and nobody fights. So it's
Remind everybody. I host Skype sessions on Tuesday nights with a lot of members from the group, and it's really a good way to get to know everybody, and we chat, and we do sessions, and it's coming to be a lot of fun, and we've been getting some good stuff, so anybody's welcome to join us. Just look me up on Skype. I am Ghostbox4. And like I said, anybody's welcome to join in, and it's a lot of fun, and if you don't have Skype, that's also a free download.
It's also a free download. Yeah, and if I join in on the Skype session, you guys want to join in, let me know, and I have free long distance for the U.S. and Canada. So if I join in on the Skype session, I can call you in, and you don't need Skype. You could just call. Oh. I could call you, and you can listen. So that's another avenue people can go down if they don't have Skype. So just let me know. Let me know that I have to do that, and then I'll have to participate. And usually, so that's something to do. Also, what else, Lieutenant Andy? Anything?
Oh, nothing new that I can think of.
Nothing new. So we're waiting on some new stuff. New boxes, new stuff. Are you going to try to build the LM3900 op amp?
I am, but I want to see what issues you encounter with the 12150, because that's going to be my box I'm going
to have to be the guinea pig? Oh, man. But anyway, I'm going to go, and we'll see you guys next week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Steve Holte Radio Network. This is RTSC Talk Radio. And we're signing out. I think I'm going to play a song to sign us out. And as usual, guys, I'm going to hang up on you after this. But
you know what? I'm going to be over on Skype now. I'm going to do another session. So if anybody's into it.
Yeah, contact Sharon. Email her or Skype her and get going. Or just type it in the chat room and she'll get in contact with you. But I'm going to play a song to sign us out. And we'll talk to you guys and see you guys next week. Hopefully we'll have new stuff going on. All right, see you next week, guys.
Your homework, read about Spiritcom.